In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risnall. It's Monday, June the 12th. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Today, more than usual, has been a day of CEO news out of corporate America. One high-profile departure, Jeff Immelt at General Electric, about whom more in a minute. And one, well, we don't know exactly what yet. The Uber Board of Directors has gotten and is said to have accepted without reservation a report prepared by former Attorney General Eric Holder on the culture at that company and CEO Travis Kalanick's role in it and its dysfunction. We've got our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the line to make me smart about all this. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So help me out, first of all, with the basics. This Holder report, that is Eric Holder, former attorney general, whence did it come? How did we get here?
So this was an external investigation, of course, that came about as a result of the fairly explosive blog post that alleged sexual harassment and also just massive HR and internal mismanagement. So that led to several more complaints and this investigation. The report and the results of that report were delivered to the Uber board of directors on Sunday. So we don't yet know what is in it, but it contains a series of recommendations that reportedly the board says they're going to accept in total.
And in theory, unrelated to this report, right, there are reports out there that the founder of this company, Travis Kalanick, is going to take a 3-month leave of absence. What do we know about that?
Right. That Uber has not confirmed that, but there were reports coming out of the board meeting that Travis Kalanick had himself suggested a 3-month leave of absence that the board might approve. That comes, of course, after Travis Kalanick's mother, unfortunately, was recently killed in a boating accident. So it would not be an unexpected thing for him to do, even if the company weren't in trouble. I would caution that it should not necessarily be seen as a disciplinary action, given what's happened in his personal life. But it certainly wouldn't be a huge surprise, although it's not confirmed yet.
All right, so let me get you to something else now. We're going to hear real soon in the program, in fact, about Jeff Immelt and General Electric. Also, Mark Fields, this former CEO of Ford, was forced down. How is it that those two guys who made business mistakes lost their jobs, but Travis Kalanick, whose company has a culture which is far worse, still has his?
Yeah, I mean, I would give you two reasons. One is that the company is private at the end of the day. And so there isn't a shareholder pressure necessarily. There is certainly investor pressure. And we know that investors were calling Uber's board of directors and asking them to fulfill fiduciary responsibility because they are worried about it. But there isn't a well-documented, publicly available negative financial effect yet. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that this is, you know, it's very typical of Silicon Valley to have a company that is essentially built in the image of its founder. In this case, Travis Kalanick has a lot of board control. Most of it, in fact, majority voting rights. And so it's actually really hard for the board to get rid of him unless they all decide that he should go. And his personality is one of the things that they consider to be crucial to the success at Uber, or at least they have in the past.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go. Last time this company raised money, it was valued at plus or minus $69 billion. It is, let's say it again, a private company. What do you think the valuation, what would be going on in the open markets now were this a publicly traded company?
I mean, you got to think that they would take a hit based on the PR alone. But the other thing I'll say about Uber is we actually have no idea about the financial health of the company. And you know that Wall Street doesn't mind a lot of misbehavior as long as you're winning. If this business model is really successful, and frankly, we don't know the answer to that question, they might be fine.
Molly Wood, she is our senior tech correspondent. But more to the point, she and I do a podcast together, which we kind of like, and we hope you do too. It's called Make Me Smart. It drops on Tuesdays. Check it out. Apple Podcasts is where you get it. And I guess that's it. Molly, thanks.
Thanks, Kai.